There was a huge victory party for several of the candidates at the Pearl Street Grill downtown. Jennifer McCosey, a parent and member of Push Buffalo, defeated write-in incumbent and school board president James Sampson in the West District.
This sends a message that when you communicate with people around what's going on, people will step up and take a stand. If you take people for granted, then you don't win. And that's what ended up happening.
Sampson admitted defeat when the numbers put McCosey far ahead.
I particularly want to encourage people to embrace the agenda of Dr. Cash. And I would hope that whoever sits on the school board after July 1st will listen to him and work with him to help move this district forward.
Sampson appeared at a low-key election watch gathering at The Place, owned by board member Jay McCarthy. McCarthy lost his re-election bid in the North District against Buffalo attorney Hope Jay.
I guess the community has spoken that they do not want change in their Buffalo public schools. They want the status quo. They want, unfortunately, I believe the union has taken control, and it's for really adult concerns.
Jay also appeared at the Pearl Street victory celebration. She tells WBFO News new board members will have civil discourse and work together, putting children's needs first.
The voters have spoken. Clearly, the community was not satisfied with the current makeup of the board and wanted a change.
In the Central District, Paulette Woods emerged victorious against Brian McIntyre. Woods is a senior budget examiner for Erie County Probation, but has worked many years with county youth.
I am so thankful that the Lord has put me in place to help children, to make a brighter future for Buffalo.
Now, some are calling this a new era that they believe will put students first. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.